stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, February 20th, 2025 edition. The sun is shining. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Vitamin D today, getting some sunshine here in northern Michigan. Just makes the day seem so much brighter and cheerier and so happy, happy, happy. Kind of an interesting short little story. James Craig, former police chief of Detroit. Well, they're doing polling now. Who's going to replace Mayor Mike Duggan now that he's running for governor in 2026 as an independent? Well, the very incompetent former Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, he thinks that he may run for mayor. Karen Widsett, the Lone Ranger Democrat from Detroit, is against that. She's supporting Fred Durhall, former state rep, city council member. Well, they put out a poll. 400 most likely voters in Detroit, Black Democrats. In the poll, James Craig got 20% of the vote to be the next mayor of Detroit. City Council President Mary Sheffield is leading the poll at 34%. James Craig, in my opinion, needs to go away. You're a former police chief. You might have been a pretty good one. Politician, not so good. Detroit needs new leadership. After running as a Republican for governor, you think you have a snowball chance of winning mayor in Detroit? Now, I know John Yob is pushing you to do it. You're a political consultant who couldn't even get proper signatures for you to be on the ballot. I know he's pushing you because he wants you to pay him to be your consultant to run this failed campaign, which you'll get your butt kicked. But can't tell him what to do. We'll see if he runs. Pretty interesting. On the other side, Republican Pete Hoekstra, no thanks, not running for governor in 2026. Question was asked about Pete Hoekstra. If you had a choice to run around the state of Michigan for the next year, 2 years, hoping to be governor, would you select that, or would you want to stay, continue being Donald Trump's ambassador to Canada? Well, Pete Hoekstra very simply, very succinctly said, I am not running for governor, and actually have never even thought about it for 2026. Back in 2010, the former member of Congress was in a crowded Republican field that included Attorney General Mike Cox, who's running, Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, and the eventual winner, Rick Snyder. The nerd got elected. Well, Mike Cox thinks he wants to do a redo of 2010. We have the Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt. He's already announced. And others are going to be announcing very, very soon. Short segment over. Break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Other little quick-hitting stories. We got a bunch of them lined up for you today. The social study teachers in Michigan may be teaching mathematics in poor school districts. In some Michigan poor school districts, nearly one in five K through 12 teachers are not teaching in the field that they specialize in, thereby diminishing the quality of education the kids are receiving, according to a study that was shared with the House Education and Workforce Committee yesterday. The report comes from Education Trust Midwest, an educational organization. They found that statewide, 8% of teachers are teaching outside their field. In the more well-to-do areas, that percentage is cut in half, down to 4%. In districts with higher concentrations of poverty, almost 17% of teachers are teaching out of their fields. The statistic highlights in the report that teaching shortages tend to disproportionately impact students in districts with high concentration of poverty. The uneven distribution of quality teachers contributes to what Jennifer DeNeil, their director of policy and research, calls opportunity gaps, which later in life lead to achievement gaps, meaning that since teachers are important in generating student outcomes, a disparity in quality educators will have repercussions later in life of many of these children. Back in 2023, the legislature created a funding mechanism called the Opportunity Index that would drive additional dollars to districts with higher levels of poverty who attend their schools. The index, which divides school district into six bands, compares wealthy and impoverished areas to analyze the impacts income disparities have. Band 1 has the lowest concentration of poverty. Band 6 has the highest. DeNeil said mindsets around the definition of a teacher shortage needs to shift, because it's not just about a teacher being in the classroom. Not only the quantity, but the quality of the educator, the quality of the educator is what makes up the teacher shortage. In report, she defined quality in an educator by having 3 years of classroom experience, being fully licensed and certified in teaching in the area that they are certified to teach in. You're an English teacher, you teach English. That's what your major was. That's what your certification is in. That's what you teach. Well, the same applies to more experienced teachers. In Band 1, in the wealthier areas, almost half of the teachers had at least 10 years of experience. Another quarter had 10 years of experience in multiple fields. But in going into Band 6, poverty, high poverty areas, only 25% of the teachers had 10 years of experience or more. Additionally, Band 6, high poverty areas, employs almost 40% of teachers with emergency or temporary credentials, like substitute permits, where in the high, more affluent areas, low poverty, they only had 2% of people, teachers, with these temporary or emergency credentials. In some cases, a teacher might be licensed and experienced in another content area than what they're teaching. which would reduce the expertise a student would have access to in their teacher. Focus group of teachers revealed that teacher salaries continue to be a driving factor in teacher shortages. DeNeil said Michigan has the lowest starting salary for the teacher in the Midwest and ranks 39th nationally, and also doesn't require districts to publish comprehensive teacher salary data like salary steps and scales, posing a challenge for education policy professionals to help them find solutions. When it comes to prescribing solutions, DeNeil said that the legislature's action to require districts to report the number of vacant teaching positions to the Department of Education within 30 days of when a vacancy is made. That is a move in the right direction. However, DeNeil went on to say the next steps could include ensuring school districts are being fully funded fairly and adequately, making education data and its systems understandable and usable for policymakers and other interested parties. You need to increase the attractiveness and competitiveness of teaching as a career choice and provide constant professional development of your teachers. Well, I got a very simple question. How is our current public school system in Michigan working? We're not paying the teachers enough, but yet at the same time, Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to increase the per pupil funding to $10,000 per kid. So what's happening with the money? Are they not hiring the right teachers? Or because of union-created tenure, do we have older teachers that should no longer be in the classroom? Do we have woke, agenda-driven teachers wasting classroom time pushing their woke agenda on the kids and not teaching them what they need to know? It's broken, people. It's that simple. And when you look at the amount of money we're spending, but at the same time, we have the lowest starting salary for a teacher in the Midwest, 39th nationally. But throw more money at it, and that'll fix the problem. No, I don't think that's it. What they need is competition. Sorry, but competition fixes everything. I use this example all the time. Cell phones. Look at the technology our cell phones have come from just in the last 10 years. I mean, don't go back 40 when I had my first briefcase cell phone with a VCR battery plugged into it, with a screwed-on antenna on the back of the window of my vehicle. We now hold in our hands AI searching capabilities. With the latest upgrade of my phone, I got AI in the phone now. You push a button and ask it any question you want, and within 15 to 20 seconds, everything known about your question comes back to you in an answer. I can open emails. I can sign documents on my phone. I can then email those signed documents back to people. I can check the weather. I have a GPS map in it. I can speak an address into the phone, and it gives me driving directions as I'm driving. You can listen to any music you want on YouTube. You can get your news. You can get every single thing on a laptop, now on a handheld cell phone. How much does it cost? $30 a month. $1 a day. That's what we're paying for Verizon on a prepaid plan. We own our phones. Vicky has the most recent one, I think iPhone 15. They just came out with 16. I have Samsung Galaxy SE23 something. Pictures. I got three lenses on my phone. Video. You can record people at meetings. You can record people in acts. You can do all kinds of things on these phones. $30 a month. Are you kidding me? Everything I can do on my laptop, I can do on my cell phone, and including, by the way, remote broadcast of this show on my cell phone. You know how we bring you church services on Sunday from 11 noon? Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church, Pastor Chatfield. I connected him into the studio when I was attending the christening of our great-granddaughter. Baptism, excuse me. You know what? This technology wasn't even available 10 years ago, let alone costing only $30 a month to have this type of phone. That's the competition that took place years ago when they broke up the monopoly and allowed these companies to compete for our cell phone business. It's exactly what you can do in education. You can get a better education at a lower cost, spending less money, if you simply open it up to competition. The next governor, Republican businessman, must understand this. The public school system has got to end in Michigan as we know it. There's only one problem. It is constitutionally required that we do it. So the way you do it is you let the money follow the kids. The kids then have complete school of choice. Private schools, Christian schools, charter schools, homeschooling, anything that will better educate the children with no strings attached to government. The Democrats just passed in their last session transparency reporting. Financial reporting required by charter schools now, making it more difficult for charter schools to exist in the state of Michigan. You know what that did? It just hurt the kids. But they don't care. They get donations from Democrat teachers, union members. They help them get elected. So they passed it. Pure and simple. That's what they did. To heck with the kids. To heck about their future. We need the union dollars so we can be elected. Sad state of affairs in Michigan, folks. It's got to change. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great,